I'd like to have the FFA lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for leading us in the pledge of allegiance. Can I get approval of the agenda as presented?
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get approval of the minutes for the November 15th, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
I move to approve the regular meeting minutes for the November 15th, 2022 meeting.
I agree.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? With no unfinished business, new business, can I get a motion to ratify Buffalo FFA Light Up Buffalo event for the use of Brzezinski Park on December 3rd and the variance to City Code 1612 fireworks and variance to City Code 1626-1 for noise?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
We'd just like to thank you guys so much for letting us use Brzezinski Park and just having the community. They certainly really enjoy it. And just right after the parade, we just really want to thank you for that.
And thank you for expediting this event and giving these ordinances an extra head. We contacted Bruce Burns in the beginning of November, but unfortunately we did not get dates back after Thanksgiving, so we were not able to go to a city council meeting. So thank you for expediting this. We really appreciate it.
We also want to thank you for letting us do the Haunted Hike. The Haunted Hike was a big hit within the community, and it's helped us a lot. So thank you.
Any further discussion? The motion on the floor and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Claudia Todd, Joko First, Bomber Mountain Civic Center update.
Good evening. Thank you for having us. We wanted to give an update from Bomber Mountain since we have worked hard on some of the improvements at the center. Carrie gave you some information. We have from weddings to funerals to birthday parties and conferences, everything under the roof this year. Lord of Lord and Grace Fellowship are having either an office and or family night or some kind of a gathering on Sundays. The pickleballers are in there 7 days a week, 2 hours, 2.5 hours a day. The senior center is in there three times a week, yeah, all year round, and having their sessions. Some highlights were in September, we had the Game and Fish Commission in there, we had a BLM conference, we had the FDLA leadership conference in there, Learning Tree Fall Gala, and we had an open house from our end that we did. The general election, like every year, and then the Learning Tree Holiday Expo last weekend, just to name a few. I want to tell you something about our attendants that are currently in there. I don't know, you're not as much in there, Mayor Schrader is on the board, but not everybody does know. Sharon College is still an anchor tenant. The Johnson County Mentoring Program, now the Adult Drug Court with Mark Wilson, Lord of Lords, a great fellowship. Then we have now Avis Computer, that's Bo Fowler downstairs, and he's on a new venture I want to tell you about. Red Rover Child Care found their homes and a home in there. Right Technologies. Department of Agriculture, Sharing Hearts, Humble Bee Catering, and Metal at Plains Drive here in Hostetler. JHL Creative has left us as of November 1st. She was in our building for 5 years. She did all the creative parts with all the brochures and stuff. And as of today, we're kind of a little bit of celebrating. We have the first in Wyoming, private commercial retail wholesale manufacturing freeze drying operation. on the mountain downstairs. And Fowler is starting a kind of a dehydrating business. And as of today, got certified by the Department of Agriculture. He's selling just from the farmers, dehydrated vegetables, fruits, anything like that.
Freeze-dried, that's
yeah, freeze-dried. So at the board meeting next week, I told him to bring some samples and show that off. It's kind of neat. He, this kitchen downstairs has been totally remodeled. From the ceiling to the walls to the floors, he kind of painted everything and now is operating out of that kitchen where he's in anyways with his computer stuff. So he does that. That was kind of cool. Carrie here in the office, she worked on the business expo this year at Bummer Mountain. Just we met about $22,000 at this whole thing, and we're talking with the chamber, and I think they're going to take that next year over again and are planning to do so in May. In March, the board approved an East Wing improvement project that I have really worked hard on to get this East Wing up and running again. It was mothballed, if you recall. And we cleaned up the walls. The bathrooms are cleaned up with new sinks, and everything is redone. The kitchen is a teaching kitchen now, also certified, the second certified kitchen in, at Bummer Mountain. And as of August 23rd, the high school and New West High School is in there every day from Monday to Thursday, sometimes Friday, for a couple of hours and doing cooking. You might smell it when you come in. They're doing either pizza or some sweet things, whatever they do. We have an MOU with the school district for the next 3 years that the kids can hopefully play in that kitchen and get certified. Hopefully some of the students will go on to a culinary arts institute that's already in place, and we've seen some of the kids that are, will go there. That was very exciting for us. Chef Sam, who is the person who's the instructor for everybody, has 18 kids signed up for the next class. That's even more than we had now. We're kind of cramming those kids in there because we have four kitchenettes, but it doesn't matter. We want this to succeed. We want the kids in there. If they're liking this program and it gets them someplace, awesome. From the Sheridan College, a big thank you. We picked up a big horse trailer from the culinary arts program that they didn't use in Sheridan anymore. Those items, we picked them up and put them to Bummer Mountain, and they gave them to us for free to use. So with their help, we were able to pull this off within a few months to get this kitchen going. We have new induction ovens in there. We have new faucets in there, and new flooring. We have a three-compartment sink, all the things you need, fridges, freezers, anything to cook. And we're trying to share this with other caterers in town or other folks that would like to use the kitchen. In January, on 23rd of January, the Sheridan College is going to organize for 6 or 8 weeks another culinary class, a community culinary class. So anybody that's interested can come and cook. I'm also in conversation with Mike Hansen from the New West High School, talking with him hopefully to bring back the New West High School in that East Wing. And then they would use that entire wing, and the kids that are already in that school could go to the culinary class a few steps along the hallway. So that is a dream that I'm trying to proceed right now. We're working with the fire marshal, and he is supposedly giving us an official letter what he needs from us to be updated. And as far as we talked, and he has been in the building, he said we need to update the fire panel. So they get informed. The police department gets directly informed. And then some egress lights, and we're good to go. So now we need to check on what the school needs to do on their end to maybe make that happen. We're in the process also. There's three principal offices. They're nice to use, but the flooring is not good anymore. Terrible. And in order to rent it out, we feel like we've got to do the flooring. So we're working on, we got three bids in and got a bid, and we got a local person putting the flooring in here in December. We also got rewarded for from the rec board for $10,000, and we used it to buy a basketball hoop. The other one that was hanging by the large gym on the stage broke. The motor totally gave up. Was in the 80s, so we bought a new one. So it was all under the grand. And we might do, we need another scissor lift or two in there to get some of it removed. We're kind of playing with that a little bit. We had an open house at Bummer Mountain here on November 1st. Invited everybody to show off the kitchen and have them walk around. And then Carrie is working on an escape room. And she has a picture here. That's a new thing we want to do, to use those rooms while they're not occupied. It's a black poster we gave you. Maybe you want to...
Yeah, so we're finding a pop-up escape room because we're going to see what kind of market share we have for it for this month, or this coming month of January. She's coming over from Gillette. She had a successful and still has a successful escape room that she operates, but because of time constraints, she's having to close down her physical business. So she was actually looking for something like this, a little bit more temporary, not as time-consuming. And if it goes well, she's talking about staying with the same escape room for like 3 months to a quarter, and then change it up and see how it does. Probably take the summer off because we all get really busy in the summer. But our winter months, we desperately need something like this going on. And she's also possibly going to do a murder mystery with an escape room scene and have a dinner, murder mystery dinner also over there at Farmer Mountain.
Another thing was the stained glass classes.
Yes, and I did reach out to somebody who teaches stained glass up in Sheridan, and she's very interested in coming here to Buffalo to do some stained glass classes on Saturday. So we'll start to probably utilize an upstairs room for that. And these aren't huge rent generators, but they're definitely community activities that we can get the community out and about and enjoying winter months.
And then going a little bit into Jovi first. As you know, she is the assistant in the office, and she's a part-time lady, but she's very involved. And as you can see, she does those kind of things. She likes to work on things, makes the posters, and hopefully we'll get a little more into those things. Meadowlees, they're up to $7,252 a month. That was Rick Myers' help, who has an escalating thing. So they're really, and everybody's up to par as far as renting, paying the rent. Also, Joko first did a relocation flyer that Councilman Hickman has in his hand. No, the other one, the bigger one, a relocation flyer. We worked with the tourism, Johnson County Tourism, to have this all jiving as far as looking similar. So it doesn't matter if we're selling the tourism part of it or the relocating part, it's all jiving as far as the tourists go. So that's a brochure that we give out when people ask us to relocate. We also worked on, we created at one point a couple, 3 years ago, a flyer called 14 Things, Top Things to Do in Buffalo. We changed that and played a little bit with the 16 road, go over the mountain, Highway 16. So we have put 16 things in there. That's another thing that Joko first produced and updated and again made it so it looks really similar with what the tourism board does. We also created a website with Joko first and Bummer Mountain together and have a tab. And also we worked on something. For a while there was not many business exchanges between the Buffalo folks, and so in the summertime Steve Ryman and Sheridan Silbert and Jason Shirey and Brian Whitlock, we all sat together and we created this Buffalo Business Exchange, and whoever is interested, business folks, A&B Bank downstairs, will meet once a month. It's the third Tuesday in a month. at 4 o'clock this morning. But well, we changed the time. Third Tuesday from 4 to 5, and it's really just networking and passing on business. Everybody's welcome to do that. So we try to keep going to those things and see if we can kind of maybe push some business from A to B to other folks. That was, in a nutshell, what we have done.
A little tiny nutshell.
So, I don't know if you had any more questions or anything. I really would love to have you come sometime and look at the update. It really looks different than it used to be. We really worked hard to get this updated so it's, you know, doable and people can actually enjoy it rather than being kicked off when they go through the hallway and all that stuff. Functional. It's functional.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is Jennifer McCormick, Longmire Foundation, 2022 update.
I'm sure everyone knows Longmire Heights was planning, was off to a rocky start this year due to, let's not be real sure we could get Robert Taylor out of Australia, but we got him out and made it happen. Through polling the attendees for the event, we know that fully 70% of our attendees were first time. It was their first time at the event. That shows us there's a need and a want for Longmire Day. We would like to thank our city representatives, the city employees, and our local police department for all of their help with the event, all of your assistance. We couldn't do it without any of you. To that end, Longmire Day is all about raising money for charitable donations. And in our community this year, we will be donating $10,000 to Friends Feeding Friends of Johnson County to further their mission of feeding every hungry child in Johnson County. We'll also be donating $5,000 to our local rodeo. We're really behind their mission. It's kind of a way of life out here, and we want that to be able to continue. And we all will also be donating $30,000 to Puppies Behind Bars. And we donate to a national program because we have so many people who come to us nationally during the event. But we also donate to programs that could be of use to our local community as well, that they would be able to apply for. And one of the things that they do is train comfort dogs and explosive detection canines for police departments and military. They train service dogs for veterans and first responders. And they're getting a nice donation this year and a little out of practice with this. So if you have any questions.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you so much.
Can I get a motion to approve an authority to render service or an ARS cooperative agreement between Wyoming Department of Transportation and the City of Buffalo for the Main Street project in 2024? The ARS is approximately $1.9 million, and that will work for storm sewers where it crosses Main Street by Wobble Liquors, the one that collapses every once in a while. Water Main from Port to Hart, and water and sewer service connectors along the Main Street corridor.
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Dennis, you had a chance.
I don't feel the approval.
Okay.
Mayor, what was the cost of the city on that?
$1.9 million. All right, now the actual. $1,897,252. Thank you. Yes. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion and questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item on the agenda is a context-sensitive amenities. Or a CSA cooperative agreement between YDOT and the City of Buffalo Main Street Project 2024. The CSA contract is for approximately $362,000 And that will work for tree replacement and this new street lighting from Holland to Phoenix. Can I get a motion to approve the CSA cooperative agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Could we have that somewhere?
Mr. Mayor, this agreement is a cost share. This is the one where Whiteout is paying $174,000 if we do all of the projects in that agreement. $174,000 is paid by Whiteout, and it was $188,000 remaining to the city level.
Okay, let's put it back.
And this agreement is for street lighting.
Holland,
yeah.
To Bennett. So, Chris Keenhorn's office to the post office. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All favors?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Can I get a motion to approve the permit for construction debris removal for ACED Inc. DEA job site services within the city of Buffalo?
I'm making a motion to approve the permit for construction debris removal for ACED INC job site services.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Main Street Alley bid results.
And also, Nelson Engineering. So we should take the snow bid of from Barnum for $304,595.
And I think the high bid is $572,882. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bids. That other project that we've been talking about is the downtown alleys. And I do believe it'll go from Come and Go to the post office on the east side and from like 4th on Main to Angus on the other side. Can I get a motion to accept the bid from Barnum?
I make a motion to accept the bid from Barnum Construction for an Main Street Alley project for the sum of $304,595.
I'll second. No motion, a second. Any further discussion? What were the dates that that's supposed to start?
It's just in the spring.
Yeah, it's spring.
Fair enough. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Dan, what was that figure again? $304,595.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I get a motion to release the remaining escrow funds from the Cateria addition in phase one? For the amount of approximately $8,600.
Yeah, Mayor Council, that's the remaining amount in the escrow account we have with Mr. Kateria. His 1 year warranty period on the infrastructure, water and sewer infrastructure, is up on that. And talking with Les Hook, the Public Works Director, he's signing off on it, saying that it's been done and it's to standards and the warranty period is up and everything's working like it should. So I recommend that we release the remaining $8,655 plus some interest in the account back to Mr. Kateria.
I make a motion to release the remaining escrow funds for the Kateria addition phase one.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Reports, Mr. Curran.
Mayor and Council, no report. Any questions? Glad to answer.
Mr. Easy. Mayor and Council, I tell you that KLNA has started its initial engineering of the North Main Storm Sewer Extension. Just the preliminary stuff on that. So we'll be working with them to come up with all that interstate engineering. We have been working on a capital improvements plan. So they've been working with Public Works Department and myself on that. And we have Nelson Engineering working on all this stuff for the 2024 Main Street project that the city would be involved with. This month we are canceling the planning meeting for the 27th of December. There will be no planning and zoning meeting this month due to basically having no applications for anything this month, and I don't have a quorum because of the holidays. Other than that, the planning department, we are still renewing contractor licenses. We've renewed 77 contractor licenses for 2023 so far, and they're still coming in. Any questions?
Thank you. Captain Gore, please go.
Mayor, Council, got the end of the month numbers for November. I gave you all each a copy of the incidents. There were 756 incidents in November. Dispatch took 2,580 calls in the month of November. 246 of those were 911 calls. Number of good arrests last month, one of them including a pretty big drug seizure, half a pound of meth, the felony weight of marijuana, and mushrooms. Pretty busy.
Half a pound sounds like a lot.
It's a lot. That's a lot. Somebody's going to be real angry.
Mayor Johnson, I'm here today to fix the 16-inch water line. We had a break on it, but it's older than Taylor's home. And Rocky Mountain Power is working on getting the lights up there at Cinema Drive, and I'll cite that.
I'd also like to thank Larry's crew for getting up the holiday winter banners on the streetlights downtown. Thank you,
Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcement. City employee holiday party, December 18th. City council meeting, December 20th at 7 a.m. Tentatively. City council meeting, December 20th at 5 p.m. City offices are closed the afternoon of December 23rd, 26th. On January 2nd. Can I get an approval of the bills for this?
So moved.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And with that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?